Emergency traffic coverage, Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Some spots where it's easing is on I-80 and northbound I-15, but not in Davis County. An earlier accident at 650 North in Clearfield that has quickly stacked up delays back to Layton. That, in addition to the typical afternoon drive for Davis County commuters, causing heavy delays. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot at Church Street in Layton and traffic crawling along. So from the Highway 89 split to Hill Air Force Base, slow down southbound I-15, Riverdale Road through Clearfield at SR-193, 700 South, stacked up and slow. Jared Auger?
Problems in Parley's Canyon, eastbound I-80, the Mountaindale Golf Course, a crash earlier, keeping it slow as you head up the canyon. Also, Highway 40, southbound, getting off of I-80, big delays due to a crash right there off to the right. We're seeing traffic just sneaking by off to the left shoulder, and we're seeing heavy delays on I-15 in Utah County for both northbounders and southbounders on I-15 from the point of the mountain all the way down into Pleasant Grove. Mark?
Emergency traffic delays continue. Point of the mountain, northbound I-15 up to 106 south in Sandy, and we have southbound delays. Well, that's pretty full house as well. On the other side, South Salt Lake down towards about Sandy 90th South, Rio Tinto Stadium area. The South Belt is a little heavy exiting onto I-15 South on the eastbound side, but the West Belt generally looks pretty good. You do have some Bangor Highway delays heading from the West Valley City as well. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators to Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.